down the road about stuff. Okay, the third point about similarity is this. And that's that the internal grammar is impervious to manipulation. This is one of the things that I think is most germane to language teachers. What's clear from current perspectives and the research on instructed, what's called instructed second language acquisition, is that the effects of our instruction is severely limited. And instruction here is defined as what? Put an S on talks if it's third person singular. Okay, and then we go, okay, repeat after me, he talks, and I change them, blah, 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 we drill and whatever. Okay, so we're talking about an overt and explicit focus on form and then practicing form. Okay, this is just a sampling, by the way. I put, for example, e.g., and a long list of citations here. There's tons. Okay, and this goes all the way back to what Steve had said way back in the 70s. He actually started saying this in 74, 75, but he didn't publish the first paper on it until 78, I believe. Now, what is commonly accepted, if you look at the literature, not accepted, this is actually known now, that no matter what form of instruction, okay, no matter what form of instruction, it cannot alter any of the fundamental learning processes. It just can't. And the claim is based on the observation that developmental sequences and acquisition orders are never altered through instruction. Okay, now, what are developmental sequences, you ask? Developmental sequences refer to how someone what steps learners go through in acquiring a particular structure. So, for example, like negation in English. Very simple for us if we're native speakers of English. You say, I don't think so. You say, not now. Or we can make negation easily. To get negation, learners have to go through, I think it's about 5 stages. Okay, and the prototypical first step for all learners, no matter what their first language is to put a no in front of a verb. It's like, no drink beer. Okay, or no ride bike. Then they go through a second stage by which they start to use subjects, but they keep the no in front of the verb. So, I know drink beer, I know ride bike, and so on. Okay, third stage, they start to use don't as a replacement for no. They say, I don't drink beer, but which sounds native-like, but then they turn around and say, he don't drink beer, and all they're doing is using don't instead of no. And so the subsequent stages, 4 and 5, are the working out the auxiliary system. Okay, we have research on the acquisition of WH questions. In Spanish, we have research on copular verbs and some other things. German has research on word order and so on. There are all these developmental stages for particular structures. Acquisition orders, if you don't know what they are, refer to pieces and parts of language where they come in the grammar relative to each other. So like ing, when do learners acquire that as opposed to something like a past tense form, as opposed to the copula is, as opposed to the contraction, apostrophe S, as opposed to plurality, marking something with S or Z. What we found is that there are these orders that seem to be immutable, that learners go through these orders pretty much the same. The developmental sequences tend to be the same for a structure no matter what your first language is. Well, the research has shown that instruction does not override those sequences. Learners are going to go through those sequences no matter what we do. Some go through them faster than others, okay? But they go through the sequences. Same with the acquisition orders.